Welcome back to Money News right around the country. We've told you about some really curious companies that have attempted to list onto the Australian Stock Exchange. We told you earlier on about Bitcoin having been knocked back by the ASX just only today. But one that really caught my attention is a company that wants to list on the ASX later this month, and it's called the Shark Mitigation System. Now, this company was founded back in 2011. It's only got four staff, I've got to tell you, but it's developed the shark detection system in conjunction with Optus in the form of what's called a clever buoy. It's now being tested at Bondi Beach. Now, the founder of that particular company, the co-founder, is Craig Anderson, and he's on the line right now. G'day, Craig. How are you doing?
Good evening. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So just explain first up, how much money are you looking for if you're going to raise this cash and go onto the ASX?
Our prospectus is for a $4 million raise, so it's 20 million shares.
Okay, so what will you do with that $4 million bucks?
Basically, it's to grow and expand our business. Over the last 5 years, we've developed two technologies, one that's commercialised and one that just needs business development and expansion. And the second one, which is the one you've already referred to, the Clever Buoy, which is sort of in the final stages of R&D and pre-commercialisation testing at Bondi.
Okay, and what does that Clever Buoy do technically?
Basically, it's a shark detection system, so a near-shore shark detection system. So in layman's terms, it's like a virtual shark net. So using sonar technology and some software that we've co-developed, basically it's a bit like facial recognition software, creates a virtual net. And when a shark swims in the area, it detects it and sends a message to the lifeguards.
Wow. And what about the other thing you're trying to form? Is this this apparel designed to interact with vision systems of sharks? How does that work?
Our journey in our business, which started in 2011, started with the Oceans Institute at the University of Western Australia, where we worked intensively with a couple of their leading shark scientists on understanding exactly how sharks see under different light conditions. And from that, for the very first time, using some sophisticated visual software out of the US and the molecular knowledge that we gained from a bull shark, a tiger shark, and a white pointer, we can actually model exactly how these sharks see under different light conditions.
And so, therefore, if you could print that on a surfboard, on the bottom of a surfboard, they could look at that and go, "Ah, that's not food. I'm not going to have a crack at that."
Correct. Yeah. There's two strategies there. One is it clearly distinguishes you not from being their traditional food source, and the second one is to actually create confusion for their visual system.
I'll tell you what, it is all just terrific stuff. I wish you the very best of luck because it is so innovative and so interesting. And, of course, Australian technology as well. Looking to raise some $4 million through the sale of 20 million shares. I'm not sure how it's going to go because it is speculative like all of these things will be. But, Craig Anderson, we wish you all the very best with that venture.
Excellent. Thanks, Ross.